The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
Thank you for joining us on Hometown Radio. I'm Dave Congleton. We break this hour down into two parts during the second half. First-time guest, impressive guest. Her name is Carrie Murray. She is president of Shelterbox, internationally known humanitarian organization. They've helped 3 million people worldwide. With your help, they can help more. This segment. Well, who's moved to Oregon from the Central Coast? Let me see. Ann Schroeder and John Ewan and Connie Gordon and Craig Schaefer and Larry and Hillary Grant are all names that come to mind. We add to the list the one, the only, Mr. Jerry Shea, who was last on the show last January getting prepared to leave Pismo Beach and head north. I thought we'd check in and see how it is going. Jerry joins us now from Grants Pass. Jerry, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Dave? And hello, the audience down there in San Luis Obispo.
We're good. You ready to come home yet?
No, I think it's a final move. But as you know, and as I've said on your show many times, whenever I was asked as we traveled the United States, where's the best place to go to retire? Without hesitation, I always said the Central Coast. But things change in life for everybody, and a number of events took place that set us, maybe we shouldn't be staying here anymore. It's time to move on. So Grants Pass is where we ended up. I've got a sister that lives up here. It's great to be close to her because I hardly got to see her too much. And so it's just all working out, and we're loving it.
So how's the weather? Let's start with that.
The weather, surprisingly, much different than I thought it was going to be. Up in the northern part of Oregon, man, they got slammed in Portland this year with a horrible snowstorm. They just cut out power and the whole nine yards. People were stuck for days. Down here in this, what they call the Rogue Valley of Grants Pass and Medford area, we're surrounded by hilltops and mountains and snow like crazy up there. But as soon as it gets to around 1,500 feet, it turns into just rain. Since we were here, we had one day where we woke up to snow. It stopped about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and by noon it was all melted off, and that was it. Never had any other snow here.
Oh, but do you ever see the sun? You know, that little yellow thing in the sky? Do you remember that, Jerry?
Yeah, that was another one that I've had friends that have moved up to Oregon to different places and complained they hadn't seen the sunshine for 3 months or 4 months. It's been sunny. Now, we have had overcast and we have had rain, but we've also had beautiful sunny days. It's gorgeous. The sun is out all day today. We're in the high 70s. I really can't complain about the weather, and I don't know what it's going to be like in the summer. We'll find out how hot it gets here. But right now, we are enjoying the springtime and the weather. It's just beautiful.
Well, it's interesting because here you're up in southern Oregon, and you're having nicer weather than we are right now down here. It's gray, overcast here.
Yeah. I'm trying to sell my house down there, and open houses aren't going so well when no one comes to town.
Well, remind folks, speaking of housing, you got a really good housing deal up in Grants Pass.
We certainly did. We were in a 55-plus community there in Pismo Beach, and we looked at all kinds of places up here and some of the senior homes that have independent living, the whole bit. And we found another 55-plus. They have duplexes, and there's only 45 duplexes. And we got a two-bedroom, two-bath, one-car garage, 1,200 square feet, and we're only paying $1,500 a month. And, man, you can't even get a garage down your way for $1,500 a month.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe it.
Did you say $1,500 a month?
Yeah.
Now, do you have any HOA fees?
Nope.
So $1,500.
No homeowner's fees. They have functions and things for people at a clubhouse. There's groups that get together on Friday, and I joined a bunch of men that we go out for a a breakfast once a week. Mary belongs to a group that the women that go out to a restaurant for a lunch once a month. It's. I mean, I can't complain. Our gas bill was only $35, and we were here in the wintertime.
Speaking of gas, what are you paying for gas up there?
You know, the exact price, I do not know. All I know is my wife said our bill was $35 last month. So,
well, no, whatever. But what are you paying for gas at the gas station?
Oh, gas for the car. Oh, it's about $1.25 to $1.50 cheaper than what it is down your way. Yeah.
Jerry Shea on this broadcast.
And another big thing for us, you know, we've owned homes our whole life, and we're done owning homes. We both agreed we'll rent a home, and that's it. Well, because we're renting, we're paying $350 a year for homeowners insurance. But we're not paying for earthquake insurance, for flood insurance, for disaster insurance, for fire insurance, and all the other insurances you get hit with. And when you pencil it out, the money we are saving just in not paying insurances is unbelievable.
How much do you think you're saving?
Oh, easily over $3,000.
Jerry Shea talking about his recent move to Oregon. Are you encountering other California expatriates up there?
Yeah, it's really kind of funny. In this community that we're in, there's a number of people that all came up from California, all over the place. Yeah, a lot of Californians come up there. And we just got last week, we got our Oregon driver's licenses, and I'm waiting for my Oregon plates to come from my car. So we're official Oregonians, I guess.
And how are you treated by the locals? Because
you know,
they're seeing this infestation of Californians.
Yeah. First of all, I don't walk around with a sign saying I'm from California. So there's nothing for them to know whether I'm from California or Washington or whatever. But I have to say, the attitude of the people here far exceeds anything that I was expecting.
Meaning?
They are so pleasant and so nice. Dave, if I could count on my two fingers the number of times I went to walk into a store and somebody older than me or younger than me held the door for me down there in Pismo Beach. It's just everybody's in a rush. As they always say, people are in a rush in California. The people up here, man, you're coming or going. Everybody holds doors for people. There's a gesture of niceness wherever you go, from the cashiers behind the counter, from people that work in a store. They don't know if I'm from California or not, but you get greeted pleasantly. They're nice. You go to the supermarket. People put their shopping carts back into the shopping cart holder. They don't leave them pushed around and push them into the bushes. The whole friendliness of this community is just surpassing anything I would have expected. And I'm not disappointed at all.
Oh, we're friendly.
Not in the least.
We're friendly down here, Jerry. Come on.
Well, of course you're friendly. I know everybody's friendly, but there is just a difference in attitude. And it's been a complaint of mine for many years. The younger kids up here, a lot of them are farm kids that work the farms, but during the wintertime, there's no farming. So they get jobs at the different stores in town. And I got to say, pleasant kids. They greet you with a hi, how are you? Are you having a nice day? That kind of attitude in the younger doesn't exactly jump out and kick you in the butt down there on the California side. So, yeah, I'm very impressed with the attitude of the people, the younger people, and just everybody in general. It's just a pleasant place to be.
All right, we're with Jerry Shea. He pulled up roots and left the Central Coast last February, now calls Grants Pass, Oregon, home. We're just finding out how the transition is going. You can hear the enthusiasm in his voice. We'll pick up the conversation as we continue. I'm Dave Congleton on AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC. All right, Jerry Shea is checking in from Southern Oregon. He and his wife moved up there last February. We're just checking in, seeing how things are going. Jerry, back to you. All right, how about grocery shopping? How about the price of groceries?
Okay, real good one. There is no Costco here in Grants Pass, but there is a Costco over in Bedford, but they do have a Fred Meyer's and they do have a Walmart. So You know, you can get by with either one of those. You're fine. And if you really need a Costco, you go to Medford. No Trader Joe's, but they have a couple of Trader Joe-type stores that have those little specialty-type sauces and things that you don't normally find at a regular grocery store. There's a number of supermarkets and shopping places, and they're all basically centered in one little area. The Fred Meyer's and the Walmart are right next to each other. Hmm. Right across the street is a big discount thing called Winco, which is a family-owned or employee-owned type market, but it's huge. Lots of good things going on there. Old shopping centers, they got two Safeways and one Alpha Beta. There's no problem going shopping. Prices on a few things are probably maybe 10 or 15 cents more than what I would pay down there. And there is a big difference between the Safeway type stores and if you go into the Fred Meyer's and the discount stores. I mean, there's items that are a good $2 or $3 cheaper than if you bought them at the other place. Right. So you just kind of learn where to go, a couple of meat markets and whatnot. I haven't felt that we're overpaying for food, and so that's a good point as far as I'm concerned.
What about a sales? What about a sales tax up there?
Yeah, that's a big one. There isn't any. I mean, you walk in and you buy something, and it's $19.95. It's $19.95. You get a nickel back. If you have a $20 bill, we bought a brand new TV. The price of the TV, that's all we paid. No sales tax on anything. You want to go out and buy a new car? No sales tax. So no sales tax is really something. And on the side of shopping and money, and again, this goes to the attitude of the town. I went in one of these little local stores, and I bought some bananas. I walk up to the counter, and, you know, give the bananas to the gal. She puts them on a scale. She says, that'll be $1.14. I said, okay. I handed her a $5 bill. She says, do you have 14 cents? I said, no, I'm afraid I don't have any change in my pocket. She says, no problem. She opens a drawer, takes out 14 cents, and hands me back $4. Now, where's that going to happen? I said, that's the attitude up here.
Yeah.
It was no big deal. You know, I'm blown away by the people and the attitude of everybody that's up here and how they work and what they do.
So how do they make money if they don't have a sales tax? How does government make its money?
Apparently, this is one of the largest taxed state if you own property in the country.
Okay.
So that's where it comes from.
So
we don't own property now anymore because we're renting. So I have no idea what the taxes are going to be or would be if I owned a place.
So Oregon is
great. I'm not going to own anything anymore.
Oregon is great if you're a renter.
Yeah, if you're a renter, it's really great.
I got it. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah, anyway.
And Grants Pass itself is about $40,000?
Yeah, 39,320 or something like that. It's just under 40,000 people. The medium age, the high point medium age is 40 to 44. And a lot of families, a lot of schools, there's no major big crime. I mean, there's been a few, I guess, car thefts, and a few things have happened up here, but it's nothing. There's no police cars running around the street with sirens going at night, that's for sure.
I'm told you only
it's an interesting thing.
You only have four liquor stores.
Yeah, that one was kind of interesting. You can go, you can buy wine, and you can buy beer in any of the supermarkets and the different stores. But if you want any hard liquor, you have to buy from a state-owned liquor store. And there's two in the town area of Grants Pass, and one 9 miles south, in a little tiny town just on the outskirts, and another one about 12 miles north on the outskirts of the area. That's it. And as a result, of course, there's no competition in pricing. So if you feel the need to have hard liquor, you're going to pay the price for it, that's for sure. That's how I found that interesting. Yeah. And also on the selection of foods, which we've run into this when we RV'd across the United States, we would come to some towns that weren't exactly heavy on salt-free or low-fat foods and certain sort of dietary restriction foods. And, boy, this town is one of them. There's a section where there's, you know, low-salt, low-fat foods is almost nil.
On the Solberg text line, a listener is reminding us that the average house tax per year in Oregon is $5,000.
Ooh. Okay. That could very well be.
How far away is Medford, and do you spend any time there?
Yeah, Medford's about a 35-minute drive, and we've gone there since we've been here. We're coming up the end of 3 months. We've been there three times. It's like a once-a-month trip to go over to just sort of get things that you may not be able to get in this town. And, again, because there's a Costco, there's certain things we want to get from Costco. And they don't have a Best Buy in this town. And when I bought the TV, I wanted to get it from Best Buy, so we went over there to buy the TV and a few accessories. So we're not going to go without anything in this area. That's for darn sure.
Well, and Medford's a university town, so you have the advantages of that.
Yeah. And we're right next to, just up the street behind the trees, is a city college, which is real kind of nice. We toured their grounds. They got a nice track. I can walk out my door here, go up a little path, and I can walk around the track for some exercise if I want.
There's got to be a downside, Jerry. Come on. It can't be all this good. There's got to be something that you don't like or something that you miss.
Let me put it this way, and I'm being honest. Do we miss the ocean? You bet. I mean, I lived for walking on that beach in Pismo Beach. I mean, that was part of my exercise program. When I wasn't out hiking with you guys on the ranches and stuff, I was walking the beach, and I do miss the beach. However, the Rogue River runs right through town. Mary and I found a great park that's also in town, and we go down. We can park by the park by the river, get out of the car, put the dog on a leash, and take a nice loop around the park and along the river. So it's not the ocean, but it's also very peaceful and very quiet. And the trees and the greenery are just something that you don't experience down where we were. There's just not that many trees around. But, man, all the trees and stuff, it's gorgeous up here. There's nothing that's jumping out at me, Dave, to say, well, this is a place I made a mistake. I shouldn't have come here. Not yet, at least. And I don't think there's going to be anything.
George is in Santa Margarita on the Stolberg text line. And he says that if the average house in SLO is $900,000, then the house tax is around $10,000.
Okay, so that's... I think the median price home up here now, I read something was $435. I shouldn't really quote that if I'm not correct, but it was, you know, it's not like what the prices are for homes down there along the Central Coast.
Not yet, but I got a minute left, Jerry. It seems to me that with the appeal of Oregon, if you're even thinking of going, you should be going pretty soon.
Well, that would depend on the individual for how soon they want to get out of where they live in California.
Well,
I don't think too much is going to change up here that's going to be bad.
No, I just think it could be like Austin, which 20 years ago was the place to go, and now it's been so discovered.
I don't really see that happen. Like I said, my sister's lived up here, what was it, 79? Yeah. My younger sister. She and her husband moved up out of L.A. in 1979. Right. And, we've come to town to visit them, and we've seen a few changes and stuff, but there's nothing... I don't see a housing boom because I don't think there's an industry for it. I don't see a number of things. And like I said, a lot of farmland up here. So right. As long as it stays like that, who's going to complain?
Good to hear from you, Jerry. Glad to hear that it's working out for you. Keep us posted and stay in touch.
Will do, my friend. You take care.
Thank you, sir. Jerry Shea checking in from Oregon, where life seems to be going well. More of Hometown Radio still to come. First, here's the news.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.